A popular Outcast production.
Mixing up with Mike Carpenter. Yay! Yeah. I make a lot of hand motions while I do this, but no one will know. So, I'm here with a guest. It's a lady guest. My first lady guest.
Oh, man. I am your first lady guest? I'm honored.
Yeah. Here, introduce yourself.
I'm not much of a lady, though.
No, not at all.
If you've listened to anything else on the network, I'm Aislinn.
Yeah.
I have my own podcast. Well, not my own. I co-host a podcast, Girls on Girls. I've also been on episodes of The Popular Outcast and Popular Outcast Gaming, so check that shit out.
Yeah.
Plug at the beginning.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've known you for a while. Oh, by the way, I'm still sick. This is week 5 of me being sick, I think. I think I've recorded like 5 podcasts now of me being sick. I'm not...
You just, like, listen to it, you get progressively better.
Sounds. No, because it's all in 2 days.
Like, oh,
so, like, they're just going to think I've been sick for a year now.
Yeah, it's going to take, like, a month for the sick to wear off.
But how did you and I meet? How did we meet?
Liz. You and Liz worked at Hot Topic together.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Yeah, that was way fucking back in the day. And, started going to Place to Be. It was, like, 2005, 2006.
Oh, yeah? Shit. Mm. All right. And you are, for those, you are Jeff Kunkel's wifey.
Yeah, if you listen to Jeff in Motion, or, I am the lady he talks about frequently.
Yeah,
you
know,
God, the last
it's
episode.
It's so gross. I didn't hear it yet. I don't even want to listen to it. Every time I have to hear Jeff talk about you, it's just gross. Like, shut the fuck up. Get over it, man. Like, you're trapped already. She has the ring. Calm your shit.
Yeah, I listened to it last night before I went to bed, and I got up this morning, and he was already awake, and I'm like, you're fucking lame. Oof. He's like, whoa, what did I do? I was like, you know what you fucking did.
You know what you did, you son of a bitch. Alright, so I think we're going to talk about movies. You and I have similar movie tastes. I've been trying to find someone who can talk some John Waters with me, and I don't want to know many other people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm appropriately wearing a Friday the 13th shirt right now. So.
Exactly. Oh. And I got the fucking Revenge of the Nerds shirt on, so...
Hell yeah.
Yay. Trilands.
Oh, it's so long since I've seen that.
I
can probably barely fucking remember it.
So, you have child.
I have child.
You have buried a child.
I have.
So, you probably don't get to the theater so much anymore.
Here and there. I'm more like, not working at the theater anymore and not having cable, I don't even know what the fuck's out.
Yeah.
Like,
I was gonna say, what's the last movie you watched? Like, newest movie you watched, most recent. Not like I watched The Godfather yesterday or something.
Yeah, I know we went to the movies since then, but the last one I can remember going to see was Oz.
Oh, really? Did
we
you like
saw
it?
Oz. I did. Like, it's not a great movie, but I mean...
Correct.
Yeah, I was entertained by it.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it so much, yeah. It was... I don't know, man. I can't do that shit. There's so much CGI.
Yeah, that... yeah, I wasn't a fan of that, but,
I don't like Zach Braff.
Oh, well, I love Zach
I don't care about
Braff,
his voice
so.
As a stupid monkey. I hate it. Spoiler alert, it's not good. Spoiler alert. Spoilers. Story plot line. It sucks. Whatever, I'm picky. I'm a picky bastard.
I think before that, the last one I can remember before that was The Hobbit.
I actually like The Hobbit.
Yeah, I did too.
And it's funny, because I actually hate Lord of the Rings.
I haven't seen them.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Good for you, man. I saw them all at the theaters, and I hated them all, because I just don't like dragons and knights and bullshit.
That's fair enough.
And then I watched The Hobbit, because I was just bored, and I fucking loved it. And I went back and watched all Lord of the Rings again, all like the 4.5-hour extended supercuts. And I watched them in like 1080p high def, and I loved them. I'm like, I don't know what just happened to me, but no, I love Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you grew. Like,
in the span of 2 years?
It's possible. Like, I used to look down on a lot of nerd culture because I was in severe nerd denial for a while. Yeah, I was fucking punk, man!
But I never was. I was never in nerd denial. I was just, like, just dumb.
But, yeah, I never saw them, and Jeff still has the wrapped, the special extended 6-hour editions.
Oh, yeah.
So, one day, we'll get to those.
It's like, it's literally like a full day to watch all three of them.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be like, you know.
Yeah, they're each 4.5 hours long, I think. 4.5. So, yeah, you're talking like, yeah, 13.5 hours.
Yeah, he's like, we'll go slow. He's like, we'll do like the theater release cut. Or the,
yeah, but then you miss out on like story.
Yeah, but he's like, and then if you like them, we can go back and watch the extended cut.
So if you like this 12 hours, you're going to love this 14 hours.
Essentially. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked for the next installment of The Hobbit in December.
Yeah,
I'll go see the shit out of that.
I'm looking forward to it, I guess. I don't know. Actually, I'm not, because I think it's going to be awful. But I'll probably end up loving it. No, but that's the thing. Like, I thought that this one was going to be awful, and I loved it. I don't know. But you like weird movies. You enjoy the weirds.
I do.
Why? Why do you enjoy cult films? Why, Asim? Why?
Because I'm a fucking hipster.
Yeah, but before you were a hipster, you would like them.
I've always... Before there was a word for us hipster, and that sounds even more hipster. Like, I was a hipster before hipsters were hipsters.
Oh, God. I was a hipster when it was underground.
Seriously. Like, I don't know. I've always liked cult and vintage kinds of things. Like, weird shit. Because, I don't know.
Yeah. But horror movies aren't really a hipster thing, are they? I thought, like, ironic shit. And if you like them ironically, like, I'm like, oh, like, I don't know.
I love B-movies, though. Like, I love B-horror movies.
Yeah.
Especially stuff from, like, the 60s.
Yeah, see, that's not my vibe. I never got into that shit. I like gore. I just want fucking violence.
Yeah, I did for a while, but now I'm more into, like, the psychological, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm varying my tastes.
What's your, if you have a top three list of, just name me some top three of your B-movie list. Like, just, not top three, just whatever three come off the top of your head.
Oh, God.
Give me an example.
God, I never watch movies, so this is gonna be hard. I can't remember what movies are like.
Emotion picture?
What is that? You know, I had never seen it before, but, seeing the riff tracks live of Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was fucking amazing.
Riff tracks makes it funny, but that movie's awful. Like,
oh, God, seriously. Yeah. Without the riff tracks, I wouldn't be able to watch it.
Half of those movies, like the riff tracks, like the MST3K movies, I couldn't fucking watch those. Like, I don't like movies.
Yeah, kudos to those guys for watching them like 8 times to get that dialogue down. Oh.
Like, they're, you know, like there are people who like bad movies. They're like, because it's ironically fun and shit. I'm not that guy. I hate
There's a certain level of bad, though.
Like, Ed Wood movies? Not a fan.
No. Really?
Yeah, I liked Ed Wood. Ed Wood was a rad dude, because he was just weird and fucked up and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cross-dressing thing. And he was just out. He was just a weird fucking dude and enjoyed who he was and shit. I appreciate that. His movies? Hate them. They were shit. He had paper plates on strings. That's not good. I don't want to watch paper plates on strings. I want to watch films.
Yeah, alright, I can see that.
No, I do have, not John Waters, though.
That's a horse of a different color.
Exactly, because that is just trashy fun. That's just good old-fashioned singing assholes.
It is.
Singing, ooh, mow, 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 and that's... You know, my mom saw that in theaters.
Aw, man.
This explains me. My mom saw Pink Flamingos in theaters.
I'm sure that was a fucking experience.
Yeah, she used to be, like, a big horror nerd. And just, like, just weird nerd. Like, she saw the original Dawn of the Dead in theaters and then drove to Pittsburgh to the mall, the Monroeville Mall, with her buddies. She saw the original, like, the Tom Savini Maniac. I don't know who the fuck directed it. Man, that wasn't Tom Savini that directed it, I don't think. He just did all the effects for it. He directed a couple bullshits, but...
fairly certain he just did the effects.
Yeah. But yeah, she saw that in theaters. By the way, they just remade that shit. And it was good. It's Elijah fucking Wood as the killer. And the whole movie is shot in first person perspective. Like, his hands are, like, right here in the camera and shit.
Oh, I do love me some Elijah Wood.
And you're just watching, like, first person Elijah Wood scalping bitches for an hour and a half. And it's great.
Oh, Jesus.
Gory as shit. Oh, it's fantastic. Watch it.
When did that come out?
2 months ago, maybe.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why I haven't.
We're talking like recent. Yeah, it didn't go to theaters. I think it went like limited release, like 30 screens or some horseshit. It was like super limited release. I don't think it's out on like a hard copy thing, but it's on like VOD kind of shit now.
Nice.
Recommend that shit.
I'll definitely check it out. I mean, yeah, I'm not so much into gore anymore.
No. Yeah.
I mean, I will always have a special place in my heart for, like, both, you know, Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. Like,
yeah, see, you always... I remember the first time I ever marathoned the Freddy series was your copies. It was your box set of the DVDs.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've seen them all when I was a kid and shit. Like, as they came out and shit. Mm. You know, I was a kid for most of them, but... Like, I was kind of older for, like, New Nightmare and shit, I guess.
Yeah, New Nightmare probably came out when we were, like, 14,
I'm gonna say
15.
98, 95, maybe. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was decent.
You like Screams? Are you into Scream?
Kind of, yeah.
Did you see the fourth one?
I did not.
Watch that movie, man. I'm trying to spread the gospel.
I saw the end of it, which was probably a good fucking idea, because I worked at the movie theater at the time. But, I mean... I enjoyed seeing Emma Roberts just being a fucking crazy bitch.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Whatever. That movie's like 4 years old.
I don't give spoilers out for Godfather. I don't give spoilers for Jaws. No spoilers.
Fine, whatever. You can bleep that shit out.
Yeah, like Chris Hardwick and like the Nerdist people. Like, you don't listen to that shit really, do you?
Here and there when he has guests that I'm interested in.
Like, they get super shit for spoilers and whatnot, and they always go off on, like, spoiler tangents and whatnot. I am the people who created that monster of, like, I am the spoiler Nazi. Like, you do not spoil movies. You know, not TV shows. I finally just finished Twin Peaks. Had someone spoil Twin Peaks for me. A series that got canceled in 92.
Yeah.
It got canceled.
Yeah, I recently just shotgunned that for the first time in like 3 years.
We're talking like this is a show that aired when I was, it ended airing when I was 7.
Yeah.
I still don't want it to be spoiled for me because I finally got around to it when I'm 28. Like, and it's so good.
Have you seen the movie?
I watched the movie afterwards, yeah. Okay. I downloaded it legally.
You legally obtained a copy.
Yeah, the full series, all the special features from the 2007 DVD box set, and the movie afterwards.
I'm really disappointed that it had gotten canceled.
Oh my god!
There is rumors of a graphic novel for the third season.
It'll never happen.
I'm sure it will. David Lynch has like no interest in continuing Twin Peaks. I'm like, no.
I know. I'm kind of glad.
I know things.
I'm kind of glad, though. Like, do you do the Arrested Development thing?
I've seen episodes here and there. But
okay. See, like, I have this thing for canceled TV shows. Like, my friend Jovi and I have talked about, like, that is what we, like, we always discuss, like, shows that were canceled in their prime. Like, because you don't get better than that. Like, Freaks and Geeks wouldn't have been improved by having a second season.
Absolutely not.
Like, we are all sad that there was not a second season that got canceled after, what, like 6 episodes or 8 episodes? Like, there's a full 12 episodes that got canceled before the season was done.
Yeah.
But you know it wouldn't have been better by having more. Like, it was perfection.
No, yeah, it was best to just, like, leave that semi-ambiguous finale.
So, like, he and I, like, we go over these old TV shows and we'll trade back, you know, like, shows and bullshit, like, these, like, fantastic TV shows that were canceled after, like, a season or two.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, Better Off Ted. You ever watch Better Off Ted?
I've been meaning to.
It's awesome. Like, do you play the Portal series?
I've watched Jeff play it. I haven't gotten around to it.
All right. So, like, do you watch him play the second one at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the humor of, like, the second half of the second game where, like, you're in, like, Aperture Laboratories and shit in the 70s? If that was still a company today, that is what the TV show Better Off Ted is. Like, they're trying to weaponize... Like, yeah, the first episode, they're trying to weaponize pumpkins. Or not pumpkins, watermelons. Trying to figure out how to weaponize a watermelon. Like, it is the dumbest show ever. It's so fucking funny. And then they have dumb commercials. They're just like, blah. I can't think what the company is in the TV show. But just like these, oh, and then it is Gladys, essentially. It's just like Gladys telling the wonders of this company. And then it's just like brainwashy commercials. It's so great.
Oh, man.
But like, name me off some TV. What are some good... Either cult shows or canceled shows. What are you going to do? I yap too much.
I'm really getting back into Star Trek again, the original series.
Like Shatner series?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Fuck yeah.
I did Next Generation a bit back in the day. Deep Space Nine, all other shit I couldn't get into, and I forgot what the other later series were. There was like the weird politics. What was like the political series? It was weird. Well, I don't think it was Deep Space Nine. It was the one that came after that, like Voyager or something, or
might have been Voyager. I haven't seen a lot of the newer series. I think Next Generation was the last one. And I watched that like as a kid when it was airing.
So did I. But like, there was that one that was just like it was all fucking Senate horseshit. It was just like, oh, let's talk about Congress in space, like Christ.
Yeah.
But that original series, man, Shatner series.
Oh God, yes.
Shit's a good time.
Yeah.
Shit's a good time.
And that's part of like my B movie love, like the bad effects, like the awful costumes, like what the fuck is up with the Klingon makeup with the like cheesy Fu Manchu thing going on?
Not like that. I can get into that. I can get into some Star Trek, like some old ass Star Trek shit.
Yeah.
Like B-movie television, I'm not saying B-movies anymore, but like whatever that style is, like the old Wild Wild West TV show, loved that shit. Like, those I can get behind. Because to me, TV and film are just so different.
They are.
Yeah, B-TV is...
Really into Vincent Price, though. He is a...
Oh, yeah, see, I can't get into that shit, God. Man. Like, I dig him. Like, you can't not like Vincent Price.
Yeah.
But...
Except for, you know, 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo. What the fuck was that shit?
I love that show, man.
Anything
Flim Flam. What was that stupid kid's name? What was his name? Flim Flam or something dumb like that? Like
I think so, yeah.
Flim Flam. Fucking,
like, was Scrappy doing that one?
Yeah, I thought it was just Scooby, Scrappy, and this little stupid kid, Flim Flam.
And Shaggy. And I think Daphne.
Was Shaggy in that one? I didn't think Shaggy was in that one, was he? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that shit in ages. Do you remember an old Ghostbusters TV show? It wasn't the real Ghostbusters, it was just the Ghostbusters.
They had that,
the big gorilla and the fucking,
The fucking, like, speed buggy, dune buggy thing or whatever. Yeah.
I have that on I have, like, old VHS tapes of that, like, Boughton VHS tapes of that shitty show.
Snyder County talk
for you. Oh, God, I know, right?
Ugh. I whip that iron out.
We try to keep it non-local. We don't know where we are in the world.
Dude, I don't fucking care. You can tell people where we are.
I like to try to keep this show as non-local as possible. Like, nobody knows where Sunbury is, but everybody knows the concept of that crusty town next door.
That's true.
Like, that's my thing. Like, nobody knows around here where Freeburg is, but everybody knows that small town where nothing happens, and it's just like...
There's not even a stoplight.
It's its own Twin Peaks, pretty much. Like,
speaking of Twin Peaks, have you watched The Killing?
The Killing. Oh, like the... Wasn't Bacon in that shit? Like the new TV show?
Yeah, it's It's Who Killed Rosie McLarson or something.
Is that with Kevin Bacon? Why do I have Kevin Bacon in my head about that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm just curious, like, because it's the whole premise, like, who killed Blank? I'm like, is this gonna like a Twin Peaks reference?
No, I haven't watched it, but like I've heard of it, but I don't know. For some reason, I thought Kevin Bacon was in that, but that might be a different show that he's in. Either way, no, I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, new TV. I will not watch a show that is currently airing.
Oh my God, me either. I made the mistake of getting into Supernatural.
Dexter was mine,
and now I'm like, fuck, season breaks.
Yep. I got into Dexter right after the first DVD, like the first like season came out on DVD. I watched the whole thing, and I think the second season was airing at that point, or just about to air, man. Whatever it is. And I've been trapped ever since.
I'm pretty sure like this is the last season, 8. Though. So yeah. I'm gonna wait till
it's
that's over and done
right
with.
Now also, so like that's the thing. Like I watched every season so far. Like, once like season 7 was done airing, I just shotgunned them all right in my brain. And now I'm waiting for season 8 to be done. I think they're like at episode 5 or 6 now or something.
Okay.
And it's only like an 8-episode series, I think. Or 8 episodes or 10 episodes in a season. They're short fucking seasons.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for it to be done.
Are you into Venture Brothers at all?
I hate Adult Swim.
Ah, really?
I hate it. The Aqua Teen Hunger Force, hate it. Fucking, like, stupid 12-ounce mouse, whatever it was, hated it.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows on it. Like, oh, I fucking hate Squidbillies.
I like the live action,
Children's Hospital.
I love Children's Hospital. I like
Saul of the Mole Men.
NSTF.
Oh God,
SDSUV. Whatever that fucking show. I can't even. I like that show. Cause I just like the comedians are in it. What was Saul of the Mole Men?
Yeah,
never heard of it.
Oh man, You gotta check that out.
What is it?
It really reminds me of, like, Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, really?
It's such, like, low-budget, like, cheap effects kind of stuff.
Is it, like, Tim and Eric kind of shit, though?
Oh, fuck no.
Because I think I hate Tim and Eric, but at the same time, I think I love Tim and Eric. Like, I have been known to smoke the weeds on occasion. And if and when I do and I watch that show, it makes sense. But it doesn't make any sense if I'm sober and I watch it. Even if
that's probably the point.
If I just drink and watch it, it still makes sense then. But, like, my brain has to be dumbed down.
I couldn't get into it. Like, there are... I like a lot of the actors that are in it. Like, I love John C. Reilly.
Yeah. Oh, it's
fucking Dr. Steve Brule.
Well, like, oh, God. Yeah, him and, like, Zach Galifianakis is in it all the time. And, like, Will Ferrell's been in it a bunch. And, like, I don't even know. Did you see the movie?
No.
It opens with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God.
It's great. Like, the movie is ridiculous. I like the whole concept of that, that late 70s, early 80s, like closed circuit TV kind of concept.
I like the concept, but I don't their execution of it. Like, I'm just kind of
And like early 90s QVC, where they didn't really know what they were doing on TV yet, like, because it was still kind of new, like that. Like, whenever they would try something new on TV, like, oh, we're going to try a shopping network, what's going to happen? Like, when we have people on TV at 4 in the morning, like, trying to sell you stupid shit. Like, I like the concept of taking that whole weird, awkward bullshit and just, like, warping it. At the same time, it's awful. Like, it's so bad.
Tim and Eric, like, the Awesome Show, Great Job, and Tom Goes to the Mayor. I'm just like...
See, I hated that, though. Yeah, Tom Goes to the Mayor, I hated.
Can't get into it, man. Oof. Can't get into it. Like, I'm sure they're funny dudes, but I'm just not the target audience for it.
Yeah, so I don't think I am either. Well, I think that's the thing. I am, but it's not working. Like, I am 28-year-old fat kid that lives with his parents. I am the target audience. But yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Now, what's like Venture Brothers? I've watched that, I think, twice, and I hated it both times. Like, I don't dig on cartoons, though, really, either. I know, you and the husband, you guys watch some cartoons, man.
Yeah, we fucking do.
It's impressive, like, the amount of cartoon you people watch.
And
if you're going to say half because your daughter, bullshit. Like, don't fucking give me that bullshit.
Half of it is for the child. The other half is, like, more adult-oriented cartoons. Like, we love the Futurama and the Adventure Time.
I hate Futurama. That show couldn't be canceled enough, as far as I'm concerned.
The later seasons, like, it's cool that they brought it back, but I'm just not...
It got canceled again, so...
Yeah, I think this is gonna be, like, the last season, like, forever and ever, and...
Oh, darn. Not like South Park? I can get behind some South Park. Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's just... Again, later seasons, I'm just kinda
I think it gets better as it goes, like...
I appreciate what they're doing, like, trying to, like, tackle topical humor and whatnot.
Like, there are some episodes that got, like, the whole, like, both the Muhammad episodes last two seasons, whatever it was, where, like, they were trying to say his name, then Comedy Central got the whole thing banned and pretty much proved the point of the fucking, of Matt Stone, Trey Parker, and some of their episodes just get, and then they have a dumb lice episode, like Lice Capades, where it's just, like,
God, I fucking hate that episode.
You love that episode because you get to hear Jeff Dunn.
Kill it!
Hold on!
God. I think that's part of the reason why I fucking hate it.
That should be.
He just does that shit all the time.
I know. God, when that episode came out, I remember, like, just talking to him.
And the worst part is, like, when it came out, like, he was going to school, and one of his good friends from college is named Kelly.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known a Kelly at that time. God. But yeah, I'm not a big, like, political commentary bullshit. That's not my thing. Mm. I hate politics anymore. They just annoy me.
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay informed, because, I mean, it's...
I go in phases of, like, trying to stay informed. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm gonna watch... And, like, I'll go in phases of, like, for, like, a good month, I will watch nothing but, like, news programming and just, like, OD on Reddit, on, like, Reddit politics and bullshit. And I'll just die. Like, my brain just goes into a fit.
Yeah,
and I can't take it then. I have, like, a 3 months detox period.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, like, the Colbert, like, Jon Stewart and Colbert, like, and shit, like, I can't. I just don't watch them. Like, I get the humor. I understand. I think they're good, But I think they're also bad because they're pretty much the only source of information for, like, some 25-year-olds and shit.
Yeah, but they've done, like, polls and studies and shit. People that watch,
I know.
Colbert and Stewart are more informed than people who watch Fox News. Yeah. So,
I mean, Fox News, actually. I have a love for O'Reilly. I don't know why. I love him. I don't get it. I used to watch Glenn Beck every night also, but I hated Glenn Beck, but I would just watch it to get pissed off. I would, like, watch Glenn Beck, and I would, like, just TiVo it. Mm-hmm. And, like, in trying to watch one episode of Glenn Beck, I'd go through, like, 6 cigarettes. Like, I would just have to, like, pause, go outside, and smoke a fucking cigarette.
Fuck this for
come back in, like, just watch him, like, with 7 colors of chalk on his chalkboard going crazy.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's,
But off of this horse shit, this is...
Yeah, that's
movies. So,
yeah,
what's,
fun stuff.
What's your flavor of movies these days? Like, if you had to sit down and relax and pop a movie in, what you watching? Do you fall asleep to movies? Like, some people watch, like, DVDs when they fall asleep?
Sometimes. We have the Netflix and the Apple TV in our bedroom.
Netflix.
Typically Futurama, because I've seen, like, every fucking episode, like, 100 times, yeah. So I won't pay attention to it.
See, that's why I do,
it's just, like white noise.
For, like, a good, like, 3 months, I would just leave the DVD of Pulp Fiction in and have it on repeat, so I would just, mm-hmm. like, just listen and just be soothed by angry black men shouting and shooting.
Girl.
Right now, it's been Super Troopers. I've been falling asleep to Super Troopers.
Oh, God. He needs to fucking watch Super Troopers. Jeff has never seen it.
What a fucker.
Yeah, seriously. And every once in a while, he's like, he'll be like, you are freaking out, man. I'm like, you can't say that. You haven't fucking seen it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've watched that. I'm going to say I probably watched it about 20 times in the last week or two. I just sit and watch it sometimes. Like, I'll just, like, zone out my room. I'll try to write comedy or something. I'll just sit there and just zone out and watch it. Or I'll just sit there and, like, If I play a game on my cell phone, like, if I just sit and just want to play, like, you know, some dumb games on my cell phone, I'll just watch Super Troopers while I do it, and just completely veg out.
Yeah.
God, that movie, dude.
I don't do movies,
Do you do comedies? Do you like comedies? Like, are you a comedy person?
Oh my God, I fucking love Anchorman. Are you
jazzed? Dude, I can't wait, man. I'm mad excited.
It's either gonna be the best movie ever, or the fucking worst movie
ever.
Yeah,
but, like, did you see the cast?
No, I haven't been following it that closely.
Dude, I can't remember who... I don't feel like looking it up right now. It's good stuff. Like, the cast just got ridiculous. It's nuts, so...
Recent movie I've seen, This Is 40, with Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann.
Did you love it?
It was decent.
Like, are you into the Apatow, like, kind of heartfelt comedy stuff that's way too long?
To a point...
7-hour comedies?
To a point, like... Knocked Up was all right, but I felt it was, a smidge too long.
I don't think there's a Judd Apatow movie I haven't cried at least 3 times through. I love them all, and I bawl my eyes out from all of them. This Is 40, I loved it, but I fucking bawled my eyes out, like, all through the movie.
I never laughed so hard in a theater as when I saw 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, dude, I saw it in theaters also, and I think I was the youngest person in that theater. Everyone else had white hair. I don't understand it. I was in a theater full of, like, 70,
weird.
80 years old.
That's
80
weird.
Year olds. And just when it starts and he, like, gets out of bed with the fucking big heart on and his tidy whities are boxers, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole theater just cracks up laughing. They all loved it. I'm like, what is this theater full of, like, ultra-liberal, white-haired fucking old people?
Yeah.
But I loved it.
The one thing that made me laugh especially hard, because, I mean, it was funny, but it was a semi-relatable moment to me.
What's that?
I was, where I used to live, I couldn't get decent cell phone reception, like, in my house, so I'd have to go outside if I wanted to use my cell phone.
Yeah.
And, talking to my friend the one day, and, fucking bee flies by, like, I had a mohawk at the time, so, fuck loads of hairspray. I was like, fucking bee in my face. My friend's like, did you just say you peed in your face? So the scene where he does that movie, I'm like,
if you were a guy, though, you would have done that sometime. I have pulled that move while, you wake up and just forget you have, like, morning wood, and you fucking sit down in your toilet, and the pee goes all over the place. It can happen. Thank God.
Yeah, I like the comedies, I watch a lot of true crime kind of shows right now.
What is with...
Like, I don't know what it is with women in true crime.
I don't want a stereotype that, like...
It is, though.
It's not just women. It's, like, married women, early 30s, like, late... I'm going to say, like, 30s-ish.
Maybe.
Women who are married. usually with kids also. It's a kid, like, you have kids. Why the hell are you watching true crime shit?
I don't know. But
that is a stereotype for some reason.
It really is. When I was pregnant, I fucking, like, shotgun Law & Order SVU. Because I was just too fat to do anything, so I just, like, lie on the couch.
You know what's funny? My grandma watches that every night also. Like, before she goes to bed, she'll watch, like, 2 or 3 hours of, SVU.
Nice.
Just these awful fucking sick stories, and my grandpa just calls her a freak the whole time. He's like, what is wrong with you, woman? And it's just, like, he hates that shit. He hates, like, true crime shit.
Yeah.
And that just, like, gets her rocks off, man. She loves it.
I don't know. Like, I think I watched it more for, like, the backstory between, like, the detectives. And I don't know. I fucking love Richard Belzer. I love old Jews.
But you you watch, like, that, like, Who Did I Marry? Or Who the Hell Did I Marry?
Oh, I didn't know.
You don't watch that?
No.
Like, all, I think, like, all, like, the Lifetime crime shows.
No.
You don't watch that kind of shit?
No. Okay. I watch, like,
I think my mom watches those.
Those.
Like, I like serial killer.
A lot of, like, investigation shit. Discovery stuff, which, like, What the Hell Did I Marry also, it was also an investigation discovery. I don't like, reality type things, I like true crime.
This is weird, man. With really bad reenactments.
Yeah, kind of, sometimes.
Like, what was that show back then when we were kids, Rescue 911?
Yes, fucking hosted by William Shatner!
Yeah, dude, I used to watch it. I remember the one episode.
I think that's where my love started.
There's one episode that I remember, and I only remember one, and it was when a kid gets caught in an escalator and starts pulling his clothes in, and it squeezed his skin so tight that blood was coming out of his pores. Like, I just remember, like, they were just showing this, like, arm with, like, little, like, looks like someone just, like, had, like, he was sweating blood.
Gross.
Yeah, I was like, grossies. But I remember that, and ever since I've been afraid of escalators. And I want to watch Mallrats, because I finally watched Mallrats when I was like 14 and whatnot. He's like, that kid's on the escalator again. And I was like, oh.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I hate that.
That theme song fucking still scares the bejesus out of me to this day.
What was
you'll have YouTube it sometime.
Oh, you're not gonna sing it for me?
No, because there's not words. It's just like fucking like creepy music that dun, 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 dun. Like, I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it justice. YouTube it.
That's fun.
Whatever.
Do you dig on Kevin Smith? You into Kevin Smith movies? Do you
Scoot Universe? Sort of, yeah.
You're not looking forward to Clerks 3?
No.
Really?
Clerks 2 was meh.
Clerks 2 was great.
I saw that in the theater with, I think, you, Liz, and Besick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Fucking donkey show.
Oh, it's such a good
movie. Porch Monkey, I'm taking it back!
I never knew that was a racial slur either. That movie,
I didn't either.
That movie taught me that was a racial slur.
Yeah.
I never heard that term.
I'm kind of glad it did.
Yeah, well, I never even heard it before. I never heard that word or that phrase.
No, I always just grew up, with the N-word.
Well, see, I grew up with, that whole situation, though, was me. Like, I remember, like, Brazil nuts are, the little black nuts?
Yeah.
And, like, what people around these parts, older people call them. Well, like, in second grade, I think I might have told a story in the Bill episode.
Yeah, I think you did.
But, yeah, like, I did not know they were called anything else but N-word toes.
Yeah.
And,
imagine,
like,
my shock and surprise when I find out they're Brazil nuts.
Yeah, my 7-year-old self raising his hand. I know what those nuts are called, teacher. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just not didn't fucking scene. Talk in school, so.
I remember growing up, my grandma also had a black cat, which was delightfully named Niggy. Oof.
Yikes.
Again, I felt for that character, not understanding that, like...
Yeah.
Now, granted, he was, like, in his, like, 30s, or I'm assuming, like, his 30s or 40s during that.
Nah, I think the character was supposed to be, like, late teens, early 20s.
Of Randall?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying in Clerks 2. In Clerks 2, the character... No, because in Clerks, the characters are supposed to be in their 20s, in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
No, in Clerks 2, they're supposed to be in their mid-30s, I think. In the next movie, they're going to be in the mid-40s.
Was he even in the first one?
Randall?
The kid that works in the back with the...
Oh, that little
pillow
kid.
Pants.
No. Oh, him. Yeah, he was like, late teens or whatever. Like,
I thought he was the one with the Porch Monkey thing.
No. It was Randall. Randall was the one
who
had Porch Monkey for Life t-shirt. Remember
what I mean? Man! I literally saw that once.
Oh, okay. So. I've seen that movie a shit ton, man.
Clearly, my facts are not straight.
Yeah. So that's why, the next movie, it's going to be like them in their mid-40s, I guess. Like them just, I don't know.
Find out what happened between Kevin Smith and Rosario Dawson.
It's not Kevin Smith.
It wasn't?
Oh, my God.
God, who the fuck
was... Dante.
Oh, my God.
Woman. Woman. You're losing your mind.
I'm going to call baby brain on that.
All right, I think I'm going to call break because I need to go eject all the fluids from my body.
Feel free.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's gross. I mean, like, nose and throat.
Okay, I was like, do you want me to leave the room and toilet? You
know? Oh, no, no, no. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to call break here real quick, and we'll be back.
Woo!
I also need to do a commercial break, you know, for Amazon and whatnot, so.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Commercial break!
Woo!
Hey, guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to Amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
And look at theirs. And we're back!
Yeah!
So I ejected most of the fluids out of my face and throat and lungs. By the way, everyone, quitting smoking is awful.
Yeah.
Not as bad as not quitting smoking, but it still sucks.
It does.
For the record. So.
I still want to smoke every now and again.
What was that break brought to us by, Aislinn?
That break was brought to us by Burger King napkins.
It really was, by a stack of Burger King napkins. By the way, I was at Sheetz the other day. I don't know, I'm assuming most listeners know what Sheetz is, but Sheetz is like a kind of Pennsylvania local.
Yeah,
I think it started in Pennsylvania, then the headquarters is in PA, but I think it's not branching to Jersey and stuff, or I think there's two other states where there's now Sheetz.
Yeah, if you have a Wawa, it's very similar to Wawa.
Yeah, it's like a chain gas station thing. Yeah. But I went to one the other day and I asked for, like, I was like, hey, do you guys have, like, those little, like, travel packs of tissues? You know, because I'm sick and whatnot. And they're like, oh, they'll be right over there. And they look like, oh, I guess we'll have them. I guess you're out of luck. And just the way that this cocky asshole said it like a dick. So there's that, like, that napkin holder right beside me. The other one, I just grab a stack of napkins, like, 6 inches thick. I'm like, oh, guess I'm in luck after all. And it's like, just, like, walk out with this, like, fucking, like, as much as my fucking bad, like, baseball mitt size hands can hold. And I just, like, just take this mammoth stack of napkins out of the napkin holder. Almost empty the fucking thing.
Do you listen to Nick Rehack's podcast?
I do. Fashion? Actually, I just shotgunned all, what, is there 5 or 4 episodes now?
I think it might be 5.
All right, I haven't listened to the 5th episode, but I listened to all 4 last week, which is great. Yeah, is this Me and My Depression?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone listen to that. It's on the network. It's a good time. And it's insanely well produced.
Yeah, like compared to anything else on the network.
Yeah, he makes the rest of us look bad. Asshole.
But no, he talks about you and your giant man hands.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I listen to that work.
How you would need to, like, special order gloves from Amazon to cover your giant hands.
Well, guess what, dude? Yeah, he ain't kidding, because these hands don't fit like regular gloves. Like,
I imagine not.
Like, it's like in between the finger things here. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to pull them, the gloves on so tight that I'll just get holes in between the fingers. I'll just, like, tear.
I have that problem because I have, like, long, skinny fingers. I can say
you have, like H.R. Geiger alien style creepy, like, face hugger finger hands.
Seriously, if you've seen Mama.
Yeah, like, just minus the arthritis.
Yeah.
Ooh, they bend backwards.
Oh yeah, I've got hyperextension in most of my joints.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Ciao.
You a weirdo?
I am a weirdo.
You ever say, I don't know why I saw this, but do you like the Alien movie, Alien?
Yeah.
You ever watch, like, the test footage of, like, them testing out the actor in the alien suit without the actual suit on? It's just him in this, like, black, like, I don't know if it's a latex thing or just, like a spandex, like, bodysuit.
I may have seen that once.
Him just, like, it's like, he is just, like, this super tall, super fucking skinny, like, black dude, and he's just, like, just fucking going nuts.
It wasn't the same guy that did Mama, is it? Javier Bardet?
No, we're talking, this is, like, Alien, original Alien. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He would have been, this kid was, like, in his 20s then.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mama was, like, recent shit.
Last year.
I hated that movie, by the way.
It was alright. I fucking hated the ending. And not, I'm not gonna say what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spoilers.
But. Yeah, I just don't like the movie. Overall, like, ghost movies, man. I just don't like ghosts.
Mm.
I don't believe in ghosts, and I don't fucking find them creepy. I just saw, what's the new one that's out in theaters right now? The,
Conjuring.
The Conjuring. As a movie, that's not bad. That that director, the whole, all the filmmakers, the dude, like, you know, it's got,
Saw?
The original Saw, and, the last one he did, which I actually really liked, fuck me, Insidious. Do you see Insidious? Did you like Insidious?
Yeah.
I loved Insidious. Like, the dude can make a...
Except for the Darth Maul demon
thing. I like Darth Maul demon. I know, yeah.
I was like, yeah, you could have done a little better
but
there.
I liked it, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Dude can make an effective movie.
Yeah.
But I still like it. Again, it's just, like, haunty shit and, like, exorcism shit, and it was just kind of bad. But, again, the actors, why, like, Patrick fucking... I was going to say Patrick Warburton, but that's not his name. What is that main guy's name from, like... He was in Phantom of the Opera and shit. Like, who's in The Conjuring. And he was in Insidious. He was the main guy in Insidious, the father.
I could not tell you.
Oh, God.
I want to say Patrick Dempsey, but that's
not right. I would say, too, Patrick Dempsey. I'm like, it's not Patrick Dempsey.
No.
Whatever that asshole's name is. I like him.
The guy that kind of looks like Will Arnett a little bit.
Yeah, and he was in Watchmen. He was Night Owl. Night Owl 2, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that guy's name is,
yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's like a good-looking dude, too. He's oddly good-looking in a weird way. He's like a classic, like... I don't know, just like classically good look. If he was in black and white, you would think he'd be an actor from the 40s or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks like that kind of classy looking dude. I dig that.
Yeah.
But so we're going to my list here. I made a small list of shotgun. Shit. This is lightning round answers.
Okay.
Favorite movie soundtrack.
Oh. Yeah,
what's up? What's up now?
Oh, yeah, you're all fucking ready. Damn it.
You thought you were ready.
You son of a bitch.
I know, right?
Is
this any movie soundtrack? And there's so many good ones. And it, I'll accept also film score. Like, if you were, like... I gotta say, like, you have, like, you know, like, your Breakfast Club soundtrack, but you also have, like, your, like, The Descent or something, or I don't know, what's a film movie, or what's a film score movie? The Godfather, you know, what the fuck ever, but...
I was just thinking about this the other day. I was watching or doing something, and I was like, this is the thing. And now I can't fucking remember what it was.
Well, keep thinking, because I have my answers. I know all these answers. I'll tell you mine first. Maybe give you a little thought here.
Okay.
Favorite movie soundtrack. It's actually a film score, and it would be for. I just thought what the hell it was called. It's a Danny Boyle sci-fi movie. Sunshine. Have you ever seen Sunshine?
No, I've heard it's really good.
It is fan fucking tastic. That's a great movie. Film score was by. It's the same. He does all the Danny Boyle movies pretty much. He did like the 28 Days Later. Have you seen Kick-Ass? You ever seen Kick-Ass? I was going to say, the main little piece from Sunshine is in Kick-Ass. It's in all these movies. It's in 28 Days Later. It's just, I don't know. Whatever that guy's name is who does these scores, he is fan-fucking-tastic. But, that film score. That and pretty much anything with Aronofsky. I will say, fuck me, The Fountain is a close number two, if not also number one. The Fountain has the greatest film score I've ever heard, I think. It's really good. I can't, again, names are escaping me of who the, because it's the guy who did Requiem for a Dream also, who did he uses the same score. Aronofsky uses the same composer dude for all his scores, and I can't think what the guy's name is again.
Is it Mansell?
Clint Mansell, thank you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker knows his shit. That guy has some talent.
God, the Requiem for a Dream, like, the actual song, like, yeah. Every time I hear that, I start to, like, it's moving.
Let's think of the ending. It's so such a crusty, like...
That was a sad movie.
That's a good movie.
It was...
I watched that with my mom the first time I watched it. As soon as that was released on DVD, I watched that with my mom, not knowing what it was. Yeah.
And Jennifer Connelly, what's up?
Yeah, and like the director's cut, not like the PG-13 for a school movie. I did like that they made a PG-13 cut of that movie to show in schools, though. I think that's pretty rad.
As a, like, anti-drug propaganda, or...?
Well, just as, not propaganda, but just guess what drugs kind of can do to you.
Yeah, drugs will fuck you up. We can tell you, but this is what happens.
And it's not like that movie's about, like, weed and, like, oh, guess what, you smoke weed, you're gonna go downtown. No, it's kind of like...
Don't shoot up the weed between your toes.
I was going to say, kind of like, guess what heroin would really do to you?
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, that movie's so good. Yep, I'm still waiting for your soundtrack, man. Give me a soundtrack.
God damn it, I don't know. I've never actually sat down and thought about this. Like, I'm into music, but soundtracks are always kind of like an incidental thing to me.
Ah, see, they make a movie for me. I don't know, man, yeah. I love some good soundtracks. Even like Detroit Rock City, that movie, that had a great soundtrack. It was all like current covers, like current bands covering old Kiss songs, like old like 70s songs and shit. That was a great soundtrack. I love soundtracks, man. I'm all about that shit. It's the director making a mixtape just for you.
Oh, that's touching.
I forgot who said that. I think Kevin Smith said that. I stole that from someone. I don't know who.
But I'm not smart enough to do it on my own.
All right, well, we're going to put a bookmark in that one.
I'm a failure at that question.
Favorite slasher villain, non-supernatural. So we'll accept Jason Voorhees pre-7, or pre-zombie Jason Voorhees.
What was the first one he actually died in? Was it at the end?
First one he died in? He died in all. Well, he was
technically dead when the whole thing started.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, but like, it was the one before New Blood. Or no, the one after New Blood. So New Blood was 5. The one after that... Oh, fuck, okay, so I have to think about this in order then.
Was it Jason Takes Manhattan? Was that 4?
No, Manhattan Takes Manhattan was the one before Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, God, my chronology.
Jason Goes to Hell was 9. No, it was 8, because it was Jason Goes to Hell, then Freddy vs. Jason, then Jason X. And then these are on, this is chronologically.
We don't talk about Jason X.
Yeah, I love it, but yeah, no shit. It's bad. It would have been 7, and I think 7 is the one where, like, the lightning strikes his grave and he comes back as a zombie kind of thing.
What? Really that late?
Yeah, it was pretty late. It really was.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because, and the one before that, it wasn't even him that was a killer. It was that the weird ambulance driver guy or some bullshit
that
the mask. And the one before that, yeah, because in the first one, and I don't mind spoiling these because this is Jason movies, and they don't know, no one gives a fuck about that. So first it was Pamela. Second one, it was finally Jason, pre-mask. Mm-hmm. Third one, Jason finally gets a mask.
Yeah.
Fourth one, it's just him and he dies-ish or whatever. Fifth one, ambulance driver. Sixth one, Jason again. Seventh one, zombie Jason. Eighth one, Manhattan. Another more zombie Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth one is technically Freddy versus Jason. Then Jason X. Then...
But to answer your question, I'm going to go with Leatherface.
Awesome. Good for you. Did you watch the new one, by the way? Just Texas Chainsaw?
No, I didn't 3D. Get to it.
Not good.
I figured.
Oof. But, like, that first remake they did with Jessica Biel? Not too shabby. Not awful.
Yeah, it was an interesting, like, modernization.
Yeah,
of the first
and then
movie.
They had, like, that.
And I fucking love Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, right? Well, and then they had, like, the New Beginning one, whatever that was called, the one after that one.
Yeah,
was
yeah, yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
Yeah, yeah, and that one had Arlie Ermey also, and that one wasn't too bad. It was good and gory, like, the director's cut especially. But yeah, this new one, dude, it's unnecessary. It is not good.
Yeah, I think I saw the first remake... In the theater, actually.
Did you? See, I didn't see any of them in theaters, actually.
For a long time, I was deeply disturbed by Leatherface. Just,
really?
The whole... now they're, you know, it's the Hewitt family.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, what is your favorite Leatherface? Like, first movie, second movie? Second movie is my favorite Texas Chainsaw movie, because that's like Dennis Hopper and Leatherface having a fucking chainsaw duel is a good time for everybody. And that one was way gory. Tom Savini gore. For Chainsaw 2.
Yeah.
And it still had Bill Moseley. Well, it had Bill Moseley as Chop Top, and that's the Chop Top character, which was great. By the way, someone made a Chop Top spinoff movie that for some reason still hasn't been released. They tried to get released, and it got kind of weird, stuck in post-production hell. It exists out there, and it is a first-person account of Chop Top after he's in prison. I think he kills people in prison, maybe escapes or some bullshit, but Bill Moseley, again, plays as Chop Top. He actually resumed the role, like, 20 years later or some shit. Kind of, I've yet to see it. I've just seen screenshots of it. It's just stuck somewhere in the world.
Neat.
Yeah. Fun story. But anyway, wait, who's your favorite? Then you have, like, Viggo Mortensen, the third one.
Yeah.
And then you had the fourth one with fucking Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger. Cross-dressing Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah.
He always kind of had lipstick and shit, but, like, he wore a dress in that one. Only.
Yeah.
First one's still classic.
Yeah, I will probably go for the first one, actually.
It's a good one. He's creepy.
Yeah.
And, like, no backstory. I love that. That's what I like about it most.
Yeah.
I like just, the...
And it's, like, the at that point in time, the family is all men. Like, there are no women in the house.
Yeah, I like that also. It just makes it creepier to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, for some reason, a whole family isn't that creepy. But, like, if I know they're actually genetically related... But if I don't know the related, if it's just a bunch of dudes who just kind of call each other brother and grandpa and shit, that weirds me out. Like, because I'm assuming they're not really related and they're just kind of creepos.
Yeah, who the fuck knows the backstory of the first one, but...
So next question, we're on to the next round.
All
right. I'm recording right, yeah. Slash villain, Supernatural.
Gotta go with Freddy. He was my first love, man.
I'm with you on that one. I will say my favorite slasher, non-supernatural, is, I will say it's Mommy and Daddy from People Under the Stairs.
Oh.
You know, that's the same couple from Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. I always knew it was the same guy, but I didn't know it was the same woman as fucking, well, I forgot what her name was in Twin Peaks. Not Diane. Shit.
Nadine,
thank you. Yeah, same couple. I was like, fuck me. I love that movie.
Yeah, that was an intentional choice on the part of director.
Yep, I read that on IMDb the other day. But
was that Wes Craven?
Yep, yeah, definitely Wes Craven. That couple is fantastic. Mommy and Daddy, when he first comes down in the gimp suit, just fucking shotgun, crack, and just fucking like, I love it, dude. I love it so much. But anyway, so Supernatural. Supernatural movie villain. Who'd you say again? I'm sorry. Freddy Krueger, really? Which Freddy? Like, first movie actually creepy Freddy? Slash New Nightmare actually creepy Freddy? Or, like, cheesy, I'm just gonna say fun one-liners Freddy? I'm pretty much Bruce Campbell Freddy.
I'm trying to think the first one I saw. Because, like, I was a kid.
I saw them all in order.
Yeah, like, I was a kid, and, my parents fucking rented, it and let me watch it. It was probably creepy Freddy, like,
because there are some good ones in that series. The first one's fantastic, second one's not too shabby, third one, meh. Which one was Dream Warriors? Fourth, fifth,
it's four.
That one wasn't bad, whichever one Dream Warriors was. The one with like the Dream Kid or Dream Child, or that one was called, that was fifth.
That was
not, because I remember the old VHS cover had a little baby Freddy thing in a fucking creepy crib looking deal.
I am fairly certain that is fifth, because...
Yeah, I think it's fifth, yeah, but...
The girl that survives at the end of Dream Warriors, that's her baby.
I hated that one. That one was bad. And that one was heavily edited also. Like, there's a couple, like, you know, the MPA kind of goes in phases of, like, we're not allowing any gore this year for some fucking reason. Mm-hmm. That phase. Freddy's Dead was also just awful. With Roseanne. and the weird 3D's Freddy sperm at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I liked the scenes, like, Roseanne was in, because it was, like, Springwood, like, years later, there's no kids, and all the adults are, like, fucking children.
Yeah, but it was bad.
Oh, it was.
Who was the father? It wasn't Tom Arnold, was it? Who was the guy? Was it Tom Arnold?
Yeah, it was Roseanne and Tom.
Okay, I remember Roseanne for sure. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I kept on thinking, I know it wasn't John Connor. It wasn't fucking, not John Connor, fucking, whatever. Dan, I think it's Dan. Dan
John Connor. Goodman?
Yeah, I combined John Goodman and Dan Connor.
His I'm character. I'm talking Terminator here.
No, Dan Connor was.
No, I know.
Oh, okay, yeah, John Connor, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm stupid. I'm done. My brain shut off.
And scene.
Favorite Supernatural. I'm trying to think. I want to say whatever I don't know what his name was, but from Shocker, also Wes Craven. Serial killer got electrocuted and then came back. Which I hear they're remaking that. And I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that.
It weirds me out, though, that was, like, the same guy that was the...
I don't remember who it was. Who was it?
Mitch Pileggi.
I don't know who that is.
He was A.D. Skinner from X-Files.
I hated X-Files, number one. I watched, like, 3 episodes. I know I'm bad at life. There's ghosts trying to get in the room.
Yeah. Someone's not watching the ghost properly.
But yeah, I'm gonna say Shocker from, Wes Craven. I dig that shit.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking just, like, single standalone movies. I'm like, series, because I'm thinking, like, serial killer series.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what serious Jason Voorhees. Just post.
Yeah.
I'll even go from Jason X.
Well.
Genetically modified Jason. Oh. Uber Jason.
God.
Love
yeah.
Love it.
My brother, when I was a kid, I would have to pass his bedroom to like go to like the kitchen living room area of our house, yeah. And he would sleep with his door open. And right inside of his door, he had a poster of Jason Voorhees, sans mask.
Oh, like, really?
Zombie, worm face,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, yeah, from the seventh movie, I think.
I would not leave my room when I was a kid if his door was open.
That's like Corey Feldman was in that movie, too. Little tiny Corey Feldman.
Yeah, child fucking Corey like Feldman. Shaves his head with a...
Yeah, the ending's laser. So weird. Where he's like, oh, Jason, I'm you. Oh, it's creepy. Corey Feldman as a child is weird. I don't
like
it. Yuck. All right, then. So next one, ghost/haunting movie. I'm in a horror movie phase here, but they stop being horror movie questions after, I think, the next question.
All right.
Yeah, ghost, haunting, haunted house, you know, Amityville horror, whatever the fuck you want to call it, like that kind of bullshit. Yeah, right?
That's a thinker.
I know you're going to say house, too. Curly's gold. I don't know.
I have only ever seen like the TV edit of that. It's just one of those
of
things.
House 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not really much of a movie edit of it. It's just,
oh, I'm sure there's not.
There's no gore. It's just like a dumb cowboy ghost.
Oh, yeah.
And like a weird caterpillar.
It's
thing.
Like one of those things you're flipping around like Sunday afternoon TV. Yeah. It's on TNT and it's like, why the fuck not?
It's following Critters too.
Oh, I used to be scared to fucking death of Critters.
Of Critters? They're dumb porcupines that shoot their quills.
I was like 4!
Alien porcupines.
Dude, they scared the crap out of me.
With like these weird twin bounty hunters. Dude, lightning round is not lightning, right?
No, it's not. I'm terrible at this.
Ghosts are haunting, man. Ghosts are haunting.
What was it? It was bad, but I did enjoy it. The remake of House on Haunted Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I like it. I love asylum movies.
I'm with you on
hospitals
that.
Hospitals and asylums.
I'm with you. I'll go with that because they're creepy. Yeah. You see Session 9?
Yeah.
That movie is the most terrifying movie where nothing happens.
Seriously.
That movie's terrifying. And nothing happens.
No.
Like a whole movie of nothing happening.
That is
unsettling as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that to me, that's the cream of the crop of asylum movies also. That movie is fucking nutso.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Like, at first I didn't like it because I was like, that was dumb. I'm like, no, that was fucking weird, man. I was on edge for a lot of that movie.
Oh, yeah. The whole movie, you're just like sweating.
Because you totally think it's like the guy that's listening to the tapes.
Yeah. And then,
but
then
it's
there's,
not.
There's just some creepy woman out of nowhere for some reason in a window or some bullshit. What the hell's going on? Is this a homeless person? What's going on? Who knows?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Until the end, like everything just ties together and it's
good
like,
movie.
Fuck, man!
Now, I'll say mine was really close to yours is the remake of 13 Ghosts. I love that fucking movie. I don't know why.
Yeah, I almost thought of that and I was like,
it is it is cheesy, but it's fantastically cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Matthew Lillard.
Oh my god,
and
yeah.
And Tony Shalhoub.
Oh,
and that
yes.
movie had a great sense of like internal mythology, where like all the ghosts had like a purpose and a story and that weird shit. I don't know, something about that movie. I like the glass house. That house is fucking cool as fuck.
How did you feel about The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox? And,
I love it.
I also
that's one of those movies I fall asleep to a lot. Actually, Jake Busey, man, his lines every time he speaks in that movie, I laugh my ass off.
Seriously,
I love me some Jake Busey and Peter Jackson. Dude, Peter Jackson before he sold out and stopped
making
good movies. That was his last good movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Meet the Feebles is another one I usually fall asleep to. As weird as that is. I know. It's just, I've watched it so many times and the lines just make me laugh now. But, like, that's an unsettling movie if you're not prepared.
One movie, I saw it when I was, like, 11 or 12, and I can't go back to watch it because it was so unsettling to me at that age.
What?
It was Natural Born Killers.
You watch that? That's not a movie to watch when you're 12 years old.
No, it's not. Yeah. Like, I got physically ill
That's a crazy movie, man. One that is similar to that that gets me sometimes is Wild at Heart. Because I accidentally watched Wild at Heart when I was a kid. Wild at Heart, you ever see Wild at Heart? Mm-mm. It is Natural Born Killers if it were directed by David Lynch, because it is directed by David Lynch, and it stars Nicolas Cage. It is crazy. Cuckoo bananas, fucking next level nuts. Yeah, but essentially, it's a very similar story to Natural Born Killers. It's just like, you know, guy and girl who are too young to be whatever, and they kind of just escape and murder people, and
I think
it's
the,
crazy.
The thing that really got me about Natural Born Killers, though, was the Rodney Dangerfield being all, like, rapey towards his daughter.
Yeah.
And then, like, tying her mom to the bed.
I should watch that. I've watched that in years.
Setting her on fire, and I'm like, I'm out, man. I'm fucking out.
Yeah, I
can
watch
that
again.
I can't do this.
That weird devil scene's kind of weird, too, where, like, the weird, like, dream sequence devil shit.
I saw the beginning where she killed her family, and I'm like, done. I'm out. I can't do this. I'm gonna puke.
That's a nuts movie.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
So, all right. Best all-time comedy. Favorite comedy. Not just favorite comedy, but what you think will be the funniest movie to last until human beings stop existing.
Anchorman.
That movie will stand time as the best comedy of all time? And I'm fine with your answer if that's your answer.
I kind of think so, because I can still watch that movie, and I know it, like, word for word, and I still fucking laugh every time.
I will agree, but Caddyshack for me takes all.
Aw, yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack dancing to Journey is the greatest dance of all time, the greatest scene of all time. And him telling that old woman, you want to make $14 the hard way, is the funniest fucking thing in the world. A mutual friend of ours, Besick, that we call, whatever.
Yeah.
He and I have quoted on Facebook. We just go back and forth on Facebook, quoting Al Cervic lines back and forth. And it's the greatest time ever.
Oh, like, man.
I fucking love Caddyshack. It is Rodney Dangerfield in his prime. It is fucking Chevy Chase in his prime. It's Bill Murray in his prime. It's like all these super funny guys.
Yeah.
All in the same movie in their prime being perfect. That movie to me.
Ted Knight was alright.
What's that?
Ted Knight was alright in that movie.
Ted Knight? Which one was he? Like the main kid?
No, the
I don't know who Ted Knight is.
The older guy?
Like the guy who owned like the...
I think so. White hair, side
hit by lightning during his perfect game?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I never knew his name.
I just know because I used to watch a lot of Nick at Night. He was on the Tyler Moore show.
Oh, okay. See, I hate Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
I did used to watch a lot of Nick at Night, though.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Green Acres, man. Son of a bitch.
Get Smart.
Get Smart, too.
Dragnet.
Hate a Dragnet. Yeah,
I used to watch Dragnet with my grandma.
See, I think you and I watched separate old TV shows.
All right, how do you feel about I Love Lucy?
I pretty much hate it, but I think Lucy was hot as fuck.
Yeah?
Something about Lucille Ball, man. She is a good-looking broad.
Alright.
Oof. But no, I hated it. Stupid. Mm-hmm. Stupid show. I hate dumb people, and she was just dumb. She wasn't smart.
That's true.
I didn't like her dumbness. And she was like, it was that whole time when, like, oh, I'm a woman and I'm dumb, but I'm cutesy. Haha, love me. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Hated it. At least Mary Tyler Moore was smart. She had some good shit.
They were also two entirely different periods of time.
Well, yeah, I understand. But, like, Taxi, that was my shit. Taxi. I remember crying through episodes of Taxi. The one episode where dude had to put his dog down, I couldn't make it, dude. That episode's rough. no pun intended. Fuck off. But I've also cried through episodes of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. When his dad comes back, the episode's sad,
God.
Man. And his dad leaves again.
Just do the Carlton dance in your head.
Do I cry from TV shows, man? They, I don't know. TV show. I cry a lot of TV shows.
Yeah,
I've cried through Boy Meets World episodes, like recently.
How do you feel about them doing the the Girl Meets World thing?
What is
Corey and Topanga's daughter starting around the same time that Boy Meets World started?
I don't know anything about this.
You haven't heard about it?
No, this is new.
I'm not sure if it's in production or pre-production.
This
but
is a
yeah.
new thing?
Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, it was, like, announced somewhere on the internet.
So it's Corey and Topanga's daughter.
Mm-hmm. They're getting, like, a handful of the original cast to, like, sign on and play themselves, like, 10, 12 years later.
I feel good about that is how I feel about that.
Yeah?
As long as Sean Hunter still has that fucking sexy haircut and
his
those crazy
great.
Eyebrows.
Oh, God.
Oof.
Oh, Ryder Strong.
He was such a not-looking kid to be the heartthrob of that show.
Cabin Fever.
Love it.
Yeah.
Eli Roth. Love
yeah.
him. He's a good-looking son of a bitch. By the way,
yes.
I have a fucking crazy horror hard-on for that motherfucker. He is a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
By the way, his next movie, have you heard about that shit?
Yeah.
It's done being filmed
Maybe.
Now. Green Inferno.
No.
It is a film a la homage style, whatever you want to call it, to like Cannibal Holocaust. Like,
oh, God.
Italian cannibal movie.
Oh, God.
He made Italian cannibal horror movie. supposed to be super harsh R, NC-17, what the fuck ever. There's rumors whether there's going to still be, like, actual animal death in it, you know, because that was a staple of those Italian horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, it was just kind of the thing back then.
And it was Europe, and I mean different.
For the record, I have seen everyone that I have ever heard of Italian cannibal film. I've seen them all. Love them. Boy. That is my favorite. That's one of my favorite genres of horror of all time. I love them.
And again, that's where we differ in our horror movies, because you like the super gore. And
yeah.
I'm like,
nah. Yeah, dude. Cannibal Holocaust, fucking Jungle Holocaust, all those things. You know, Eaten Alive. I can try to think of all of them.
I can get down with Argento to a point, but...
Yeah, I love Argento. The whole for me. Giallo film thing. I'm in. What are you gonna do? It's like soap opera horror. And it's pretty. Yeah. It's really pretty soap opera horror.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but dude, Green Inferno, it's coming.
I'll look it up. I wasn't a fan of, like, the hostile shit. I'm not into the gore porn genre. Air quotes.
Yeah. Torture porn.
Yeah, torture porn, sorry. Brain.
I am, as long as they're actually gory. I hate ones that try to be made, but they're not actually gory. It's like a torture porn without the gore. Like The Collector. Even though I love that movie, but it just wasn't that gory. It was, like, marketed as this is going to be a gory-ass movie, and it wasn't. Now, the sequel that finally came out, The Collection, that's a fucking gory movie, and that was a good time.
The only thing I can remember from Hostel is, like, the kid getting his Achilles tendon, like...
But that's pretty much the only gore in Hostel. Yep, the Achilles heel getting, bolt-cutted, whatever. The girl with the eyeball, which looked incredibly... It's super fake and is awful. Yeah.
It made me tweak a little, but I was like...
And then, like, at the end, like, the guy got his fingers cut off for some bullshit, or what was he just got hacked with, like, a fucking scalpel or something stupid. That movie was very, very not gory. And yet it was marketed as, like, a goddamn snuff film. Like, I've seen movies that were marketed as snuff films that are effective as snuff films. Like, the August Underground series, that's a fucking snuff film. Now, you know, it's fake, but, like, those are movies that get seized still at customs. Like, dude went to court... Because of those movies, like...
Are you sure this is fake?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah,
I can produce
In order to release them on DVDs, they had to add special features and making ofs. They had to, like, legally. And granted...
Interviews with the actors after the fact.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, there's only... Yeah, like, yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah. But anyway, all-time comedy, then you're going with Anchorman?
Yeah, probably.
I'll go with you on Anchorman, because I'll say that'll always be funny. That's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time, but it's no Caddyshack. But it's good... 80s teen movie.
I'm a sucker for John Hughes, man.
So am I.
Pretty in Pink.
Breakfast Club.
That's
to
my
me.
Jam.
Yeah, see Breakfast Club. Maybe Weird Science.
I can see Weird Science.
Yeah, that broad dude. Oof. And Bill Paxton.
Kelly LeBrock in her prime. Yes, Kelly LeBrock now.
I haven't seen her, but I imagine she didn't age well.
No.
Wow, that's a lot of age, though, also. I mean, that's
like 30 years.
Yeah, you know, 30 years will do some work on someone. What are you going to do?
I don't know, like, I'm typically, like, not into chick flicks, it's not really my thing, but Pretty in Pink, it just fucking gets me every time.
I love chick flicks, but, what are you gonna do? But, yeah, I'm gonna say Breakfast Club, even though that's kind of really cliche.
That's a close second.
Yeah, it's so cliche, though, also.
Oh, it is, and
because of that, I'm gonna say Weird Science.
And I fucking love Judd Nelson.
Yeah, see, I don't know, Bill Paxton's Chet, to me, was one of the best characters of all time.
Oh, God. Did you see the TV series that ran on USA for a while?
Of Weird Science?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a great show. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad show, but it was great.
Yeah, with Angelique something or other.
Ooh, I don't remember what her name was. Yeah, she was good looking also. Have you seen the Tremors TV show?
No.
It was canceled after one season.
I imagine.
I think it was a sci-fi original. I think it was a Canadian sci-fi channel original series. If I remember right. I could be wrong on that. The only actor who was from the movies was,
Super military guy?
Yeah, Bert. Bert was in the show, but it was almost like an X-Files-y kind of thing, because it was a different kind of creature every episode. Like, it wasn't just graboids, quote-unquote.
And the evolution thereof.
Well, yeah, like the whole point of the show was there was one graboid left, and since it was the last of its species, technically it's an endangered species, and so they can't... but there's this company trying to buy perfection, trying to buy their desert, and since there's this endangered species where that's its natural habitat, as long as it's alive, they can still all live there. So it's them trying to keep it alive from these people trying to kill it, while at the same time, every episode, this new fucking crazy creature comes in every episode.
Man.
It's fucking great. It is insane. It is pure cheesy insanity. It's awesome.
I will try to obtain a copy of that.
I'm almost sure it's on Netflix.
Probably.
Yep. Check it out. It's great. It's like long. It's like 20 some episodes, I think, also. It was a long fucking season. You want
to
say check that
shit out? Going back to the canceled TV shows.
Yeah, sorry.
Firefly. Got off of that.
See, I tried Firefly and I hated it, but I liked Serenity, if that made any sense. I don't understand how that works. I don't know. And Joss Whedon, I'm half and half on.
Yeah, me too. Like,
I kind of want to see that new one he just did, the Much Ado About Nothing. Is that what it is? Shakespeare? He did a Shakespeare movie. Maybe. Black and white.
I live under a fucking rock.
I understand. Did you see Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
Yeah. Had that good time? You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Universal is doing a Cabin in the Woods thing for Halloween Horror Nights this year. Yeah, they're trying to, like, do a full, like, set remake of the fucking,
The cabin?
The company.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, so, like, you're in the control room when the merman comes out.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Dragged way into that. That movie to me was like, that's a horror nut, like, fucking, just...
That was fucking porn good times, for me. Man.
Yeah, just watching every, like, little fun reference, like, everything.
Yeah, I'm like, ah! Ha, 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 ha.
There's also, I don't know if you like special features, Easter egg kind of bullshit, there is a Reaver in there from Firefly. There's a whole bunch of shit. There's a whole lot of fucking...
I saw it once in the theater. I'll have to, like, watch it again on Netflix and, like, pause it to look at all the cells.
I went through frame by frame of, like, pretty much once everything explodes at the end, I went through frame by frame and tried to find everything.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I'm sad. But that's a great movie.
That is not sad to me. That is amazing.
That's called I Have a Lot of Time.
Yeah.
Three more here. Classic okay. sci-fi. By classic sci-fi, I'll say... I guess since we're what age we are, I'll say 90s and earlier.
90s or earlier?
The earlier, the better, really, to make it classic. But it has to be a classic by some standard.
Sci-fi. Man, I really haven't...
The next question is also modern sci-fi, so if it helps out. And mine kind of is the same answer for both of them. Yeah, I kind of cheated. But, So we'll wait for yours.
God, I'm not really, like, into the sci-fi genre.
So I assume you
would shout Twilight Zone. Are we going for, like, movies or...
No, so I assume you just shout Twilight Zone. I assume Twilight Zone
yeah,
would be...
Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, like, yeah. 60s science fiction.
Yeah, something Rod Sterling-ish. I was pretty sure you were a big Twilight Zone fan, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, when Jeff and I got together, I was like... If you ever propose to me, I don't want a ring. I want the Twilight Zone box set.
I remember you having the Twilight Zone box set.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say. I remember you doing marathons for New Year's or something. Well, you did a marathon for something.
Sci-fi every year has the New Year's Eve
25. Is that what it was? I was going to say, I remember that because of you. I don't know why, but what are you going to do? Mine, and I'll wait till okay, so what's modern sci-fi then? Because again, mine are the same answer. It's sad.
Modern sci-fi. Farscape.
I enjoy Farscape? It. Ew, you're gross.
It's cute.
That's why you're gross. You're gross.
I That's like fun, Muppets. Though.
That blue girl? There was some girl on that show
who
was blue.
Zahn?
With like white hair or some bullshit. Real short
hair. She had the black eyes.
Yeah. Kind of like short little bob cut thing, whatever else gone.
Yeah. Can't fucking think of
it. I don't care. Dude, I had the biggest hard on for that girl.
No, that's probably not actually my favorite sci-fi. I'm just like pulling it out of my ass, so it's not like dead air for 5 minutes.
The remake.
That didn't need a fucking remake.
No shit. You can stick with Farscape if you want to.
No, I don't want to. I'm trying to think like shit I've actually seen like
all this podcast
90s and beyond.
Listening to Aislinn think. A lot of hearing aids.
Need like Jeopardy music here.
I'll edit it. No, I won't. I'm not gonna.
No, you won't. You're not gonna fucking edit this unless
I do edit my episodes pretty heavy though.
Shit out.
I just make you.
I'm gonna say I had enjoyment for Prometheus.
Good for you. Thank God. Everyone shits in that movie. That was a great fucking movie. Yeah. Assholes. Don't like that movie.
Saw it at the campus on a BYOB night. That was fun.
Oh, that is fun. I like that. I saw it opening night. I saw it 3 other times in theaters. I saw it probably about 10 times since on DVD. I love it.
My only problem is, like, the last scene with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
She doesn't just fucking
go
out of the way.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, I understand, like,
movies,
you
right?
have to have, like, a survivor kind of thing. That's,
yeah, but, like, that's, like, every movie. For some reason, when something really high or long is falling downwards, no one ever runs to the side. They always run
in. They're trying to outrun it.
Outrun the length of this 1,000-foot tower falling.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going
to motherfucker, run 20 feet to the side, and you're good. Yeah, you might get a little dust on you once
just,
it falls.
Just hope that if it, you know, falls to the side after it falls over, you ran to the side.
Yeah, there's like a 1,000-foot wagon wheel, and she's trying to outrun it, which is... What are you going to do?
But yeah, I enjoyed Prometheus, mostly because I really love... Noomi Rapace? I have no idea how to say her
Rapace.
Fucking name.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's Noomi Rapace, but I could be wrong on that. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Did you watch The Dragon Tattoo, the original Finnish series?
Mm-hmm.
Man, those are good. That American movie was a hunk of shit, dude. I'm not a fan.
It was alright.
I love David Fincher. Like, I'm a big fan.
I like Rooney Mara, too.
I don't. Yeah. Not a fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, Noomi Rapace, I'm into her. I dig her stuff.
How'd you feel about her in the new Sherlock?
I won't watch it. I won't watch those movies. Anything Guy Pearce. Who's directed those shits? Madonna's husband.
Oh.
Guy Ritchie.
Yes.
Yeah, like Fight Club, or not Fight Club, fuck me, Snatch, and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah.
And all those movies, I love. Yeah. Anything like Rock and Roll and After, I hate it. He just makes Hollywood shit now. He used to make good movies, so now he just makes bullshit.
Pardon.
No, I don't care. Yeah, I burp and fart all the time on this fucking show. My answer for both classic sci-fi and modern sci-fi is David Cronenberg's The Fly. Brundle Fly. Something about Brundle Fly will be tattooed on my body sometime in someday.
By actually original The Fly with... black and white 1950s, whatever.
I do love it, but I hate it. It's really bad.
Yeah, my best friend from college and I were getting matching Fly tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. I love The Fly. Fuck me, I love The Fly. And Cronenberg's one. I saw that movie, I don't know what year that came out, but I'm pretty sure I saw it shortly after. I think I was around 6 or 7 when I first saw that movie. And it fucking scarred me for life.
Oh, yeah.
That movie...
That young,
is
yeah.
one of the darkest movies I've ever seen. Still. One of the goriest movies I've ever seen. Still.
Yeah?
For the record, his dick is in his cabinet. Like, once he's falling apart, the museum of, I can't think what his first name is.
I think I blocked that out.
Dr. something Brundle. Yeah, the museum artifacts, whatever. His dick is in there. There's an ear. There's all his teeth and shit.
Yeah.
Like... once he pukes on that guy's fucking arm and melts his arm off and half of his shit.
Man, I think I blocked all that shit.
Throughout the whole his whole transforming, blah, blah, mm-hmm. like, his entire skin falls off.
Yeah, that was...
He eventually holds a shotgun to his face. The girl can blow up his head and shit.
Yeah.
There's the crazy baboon that he puts in the machine at the beginning that kind of gets turned inside out.
Yeah.
That movie... Like, the amount of gore that is in it is, like, it's a moderate amount of gore, but what the gore is just so disturbing. It's so effective. Cronenberg, man. Cronenberg fucking makes a goddamn movie.
It's true.
But, yeah, that movie. And I have a hard-on for Jeff Goldblum.
You do.
I don't know what it is, man. Jeff Goldblum. That was Jeff Goldblum's prime. And he was fucking ripped. That motherfucker was tore up from the floor up in that movie. He was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure that they say cunt in that movie.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure he calls her a cunt at one point. I just remember that movie just had, like, everything bad. That movie is so rated R, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that. I couldn't have been older than 10 the first time I watched it. Like, I know I was a kid when I watched that shit. And it terrified me. And then they made that kind of shitty but still kind of awesome sequel,
mm-hmm.
which had the dog. And that dog scene was the saddest fucking thing. Once it was all fucking... He thought it was dead and it was just weird to form.
Oh, God. I have such trouble watching shit with animals.
I don't. Animals are just... They're less than people, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I know. I like animals. Like, I don't hate them. I'm not like, I don't kick your dog when I come to your house, you know? But, like, if but if I had your dog in one arm and your kid in the other arm, I had to save one from a cliff.
Oh, absolutely.
Guess what? I'm throwing your dog real far. Like, I mean, you know, I just, people to me are more important.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, like, it's a common thing when you hear people, like, oh, I feel worse in movies when I see an animal being hurt than a human. I'm like, yeah, I don't. Fuck them.
I do to a point.
I don't eat people. I eat animals.
Yeah.
They're tasty. No.
You do.
I just had a double Whopper before I got here.
Gross.
Yeah.
And not even gross, it's a Whopper, like, eat... Eat fucking hamburgers, like, I don't care, whatever, but Burger King, come on, man, that's not even food.
Oh, well, shit was cheap, and I fucking, I had to get something here.
But. I know.
So, okay, so we're on, and we're at the last question, I think, here, if I can unlock my phone. How do you feel about Sci-Fi Channel original movies?
I'm torn, man.
I thought you might be. I thought this was a good question for you, because I for some reason, I see you loving them and hating them.
Yeah, in concept, I think they're fantastic. Watching them, it's sometimes it's kind of painful.
I will go on record saying I hate them more than life itself. With the exception of I just watched Sharknado at the bar. Like, the bar I go to, like, where I'm from, my parts of the woods, they have, like, 12 HD TVs in there. It's a just, it's a big... Shit. It's a big metal bar where it's just nothing but 20-year-old kids listening to metal and watching, like, fucking Jackass on the TVs and shit. It's a great bar. That bar's awesome.
Now, every time you talk about the bar, I just imagine it like a fucking, like, CD Redneck
this is
bar.
This is a different bar. I used to go to the CD Redneck bar where, like, people get shoot themselves there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This bar, I stopped going to that bar because it started seeding me out, and I found this great bar. Like, it's about another 10 minutes away, but... Okay. So, I mean, I have to drive a good 35 minutes to get there, but it's a great place. And, yeah, dude, we watched fucking Sharknado. We had the Shark... I think we had Sharknado playing on 7 TVs in that bar.
Shit.
And we're just, like, fucking laughing and having a great time.
I know the local movie theater had a special showing of it.
I saw that. I saw they had it. I didn't get the chance to go. But, yes, that's the one. I enjoyed it because it was just so outlandishly ridiculous, and I was drunk at a bar with a bunch of people.
Did you see Piranha?
Like Piranha 3D?
Yeah.
And the sequel 3DD? Yes, I saw them, and they were great.
Yeah.
I love them. I don't know. What's the original? Like, what's the director guy? Roger Corman. I'm a fan of Roger Corman movies. Again, like, we're talking, like, B-movies and, like, how I don't like them, but I love Roger Corman movies, man. Humanoids from the Deep, what's up? Good time. But, yeah, the remake of Piranha I enjoyed. There's, like, 3D... severed dicks.
It's true.
And in the sequel.
Oh, God.
Yay.
I remember I was working at the movie theater at that time, and, like, a guy, like, yeah, titties fucking everywhere, whatever.
Yeah.
Dick scene guy pulls his kids out of the theater.
I love it. I love when people get nuts about a dick in a movie. It's a dick, man. Like, guess what? Half of us have one.
Seriously.
Like, half the population got a dick. Yeah. We see it every time we shower. It's just a dick.
Seriously. Like,
there's less
look at. He pulled, like, his sons out of the theater.
How old were his sons?
Like, 10-ish.
He took his 10-year-old son to go see Piranha?
Yeah.
Well, that was a mistake on his part.
Oh, yeah. But it's just like, okay, naked woman, that's fine. Naked guy, what, you afraid it's going to turn your kid gay?
Weird. Yeah, it's not even like he's naked. Really, it's like a CGI 3D dick floating throughout the water.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the sequel, and I don't care about spoiler alert here, the sequel had, there's a girl that swims, blah, blah, of Piranha, I'm assuming crawls up into her vag at some point.
Oy.
Whatever, she doesn't know it somehow, or whatever, I don't know how this worked out.
Anyway, how the hell would you not know that?
She fucks a dude, right? While he's fucking her, a piranha bites his dick off. A vagina, oh yeah, yeah. A piranha bites his dick off inside of her, apparently, and then, like, squirts out this whole 3D greatness.
That is...
It's just ridiculous. That
there's
sequel,
no way you would not feel that inside your vagina. There's no way.
There's a lot of space in there. There's a lot of room. I've dated some whores. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I've had a fucking kid, and I would definitely
maybe
feel...
Maybe she had a hysterectomy. I don't know, man. Maybe there's just... It's a big old cave.
Ah.
Yeah, those movies aren't exactly...
No, they're not going for
medically
realism.
Correct. They're not Human Centipede, after all. Have you seen those, by the way?
No.
I defend them with my honor. I love Human Centipede. The first movie, not so much. It's not good. There's not a lot to it.
I have read online summaries and whatnot, and find whatever. I just...
Yeah, the first one?
Not my thing.
I don't think there's even any blood in the first movie. It's so not gory. It's so nothing.
It's... fucking disturbing,
the
though.
Second one. That's the one. That one has people stepping on fetus heads. It's a crazy movie. It is.
Yeah, I read it, and I my stomach turned a little bit, and yep. I was like, I'm never gonna fucking watch this.
Oh, it's so great. Like, there's a good I don't care if spoiler alerts. It's a great scene. The whole movie's in black and white, by the way. Like, super gritty, like pie, black and white. Like, just, like, high contrast, fantastic black and white. So, blah, 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 blah. There's this giant chain of the centipede, what the fuckness going on.
Yeah, it was, like, a 12th person he was going for?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Anyway, injects them all, because he wants to make the, you know, the food chain work. You know, I mean, this one goes for medical accuracy. The point of the first one is it's a movie. The point of the second one is it's not in movie world anymore. It's in real people world. So obviously this shit won't work.
Yeah, wasn't that like a guy was obsessed with the movie?
Yeah, so they went for the meta thing, which I love meta movies. It's like Cabin in the Woods kind of thing, you know? Yeah. I love that shit. So yeah, and people pretty much like he tries to fucking like actually surgically do like a mouth to an ass and didn't work. They both died because, you know, he just butchers it.
Yeah.
So he just staple guns people's mouths to their fucking assholes and shit. It's great. Anyway, so of course he wants the whole food chain to work, you know? It's like feed the first one, the last one poops. Of course it doesn't work, so he gets like liquid like syringe laxatives and like syringes all the laxatives. So they're all just like pooping each other's mouths. And for some reason, since the whole movie's in black and white, he decided to make the poop and blood in color for that part, and like it splats on cameras and on the walls and shit, and it's literally the grossest thing I've ever seen. You look horrified right now. It's great. Your face, I wish you could have your face on a podcast.
Seriously.
That scene is one of the nutsest scenes I've ever seen in a movie. And then, of course, there's like close ups of just like assholes pooping in mouths that are stapled to them and shit, and it's fucking fantastic.
You're trying to make me throw up right
now. Fun thing, there's the third one finally that's going to be coming out eventually, whenever. Like, it was planned as a trilogy. The whole movie was planned as a trilogy.
Fucking kidding me.
The third one now has both the villain from the first one and the second one. Exactly.
How does that fucking
he's
work?
He's trying to break a fifth wall, I think, because they both take place in like, okay, first one is like movie universe, second one's real world universe.
Yeah.
So third one, both villains meeting each other are doing somehow. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I don't know what's going on. I can't wait, though. And it's supposed to be, like, a 300, like, 500-person chain centipede thing.
What
the? He's gone crazy.
How do you fucking just kidnap that many people?
Who gives a fuck? Well, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be about. I have no clue.
That's...
Like, there is... Plot-wise, there's nothing released about it except for three actors who are, like, the Dr. Dieter, whatever his name is. The kid from the weirdo from the second one. I think some other assholes. Oh, the director Tom Six.
I'm wondering if it's supposed to be like Dr. Dieter went like crazy after making the movie and like teamed up with this.
Don't know. No clue. What's gonna happen? Well, no, because he's playing as his character from the first one now.
Didn't he die?
Yeah. Yeah, he died and was a fictional character. And he's meeting what's supposed to be a non-fictional character in that world.
I would like to see how they pull this out of their ass.
Yeah, I know, it's going to be like ultra meta. Super meta fucking crazy shit with like a whole lot of people with their asses in their
mouths. I'm not going to fucking watch it because
I'm going to watch it on repeat. By the way, the only way you can get the full uncut version of the Human Centipede 2, because even if you buy it on DVD and it says fully uncut bullshit, they're lying. There's actually a rape scene that was cut out of it when he wraps his dick in barbed wire and then fucks the last one. They kind of, like, they show it in the uncut version, like, it's a really, really panned out shot, and you don't see any barbed wire, you never see him wrap barbed wire around his dick. And they also cut the scene of him masturbating with sandpaper.
I'm guessing you have to buy, like, a... Like
you have to get it directly from the site. You have to get a direct download from the site, which I have.
Of course you
You're welcome. So I can watch some really weird fat dude fuck with barbed wire, like a 15-person chain of people staple ass to mouth. Because that's the kind of movies I like. Yay! Mike's movie hour.
Nope.
You say, if you want to watch it.
I will stick with my psychological horror.
That's psychological. There's psychology in there somewhere.
Not in that kind of way, man.
Oh, it's so good. It's so fun. It's such a fun time.
You know, you like what you like, I'll like what I like.
I love weird shit, man. I love just as gory and fucked up as possible. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. It's my favorite.
No, man.
Yeah. So how long were we? Holy balls.
I guess around 2 hours, probably.
I'm going to end this one, I think.
Yeah, that was fun. Didn't get too personal, so
I don't really feel like I just want to do something fun. I'm done getting... There's going to be a hard episode coming up here pretty soon, and I'm kind of... I'll tell you later after we're done recording here. It's going to be crazy. But, So I just have a couple fun ones here in a row, just to give you a break after bullying and suicide and
mental
illness stuff and child molestation. And I got kind of, everything got kind of real in the first few episodes.
That was my favorite part, is like reading the descriptions and all of them, the last sentences, and shit gets real.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I have to have it. Yeah, I didn't intentionally do it for the first three, and then once I realized I did it, I had to do it for the rest.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just funny. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, and shit gets real.
I don't think shit got too real here. I think we,
Human Centipede got a little real, but not like, it got like fictitious.
My visceral reflexes, you're testing them.
I thought you might have vomited at one point, which would have been great. But, what do you have to plug? Plug everything. Plug your holes.
Different website. I'm not a part of that.
Plug your holes.
Yeah.
It is a website. It's a plug website, isn't it? Like,
yeah, like, yeah.
I've never been there.
Body jewelry.
By the way, I found a fun site. You are a modified fun person with plugs and stretches and funds. I found a fun website, I think British, that you can, you make a deal with them, blah, blah, blah. They send you a kit to, pretty much take a blood sample. And you give them
the blood plugs.
Yeah, have you seen those fucking things? And these are like, they're expensive, like they're high quality.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're hollow, just like hollow inside glass. It's just, they're seamless though. There's not like a plug. Mm-hmm. There's not like a little plug in there. It's just a completely seamless glass hollow plug with your own blood that will never coagulate inside of it.
Yeah.
How the fuck it works, I don't know. How they get it in there and make a seamless glass case around it, I don't fucking know. But I want them, and they are awesome.
That's interesting. I have a blood thing, though, so I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon.
I don't have a blood thing. Do you have a blood thing?
Yeah, hypodermic needles just fucking wig me out, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. I never had a blood thing. I don't know.
It's something I've always had.
Yeah. You know? And they always have an awful time trying to find veins. Trying to find veins in a fat kid's arm with weird lines around it and shit. They just have to poke and prod and fucking jab it in there a whole bunch. They'll fucking go to town. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, and you're like, I think there might have been an audible gulp right there. I can see your veins from here. Like, your veins would be
I am a fucking veiny person. I don't understand it.
Well, it couldn't be because your arms are the width of my thumb. Like, your forearm is...
I'm a skinny bitch.
Yeah, no shit. You're like Slenderman. You should go to Slenderman for Halloween.
I don't feel like I'm tall enough.
I think you'd be tall enough. Yeah. Wear like, not what they call, like,
platform shoes?
Yeah. Like, Ghost Creepers.
Slender Lady.
Yeah, Slender Lady. Slenderman. Slender Woman.
Went to New York Comic Con. Could not tell you how many Slendermen I saw.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet it was awful.
Plug yourself. Did a little bit of plugging at the beginning. I had a show on Popular Outcast Network called Girls on Girls. Now you think, we don't have, like, girl sex on the air, but whatever.
It's a little thing that has, like, every fucking million listeners on it, and you're on every top list on fucking iTunes.
We got lucky because we're on a network and got rates and reviews right away.
You know what I think?
So we made it to
New York. I think a bit of it is also? I think a bit of it is... your icon is bright. It's bright, bright green back with bright pink letters that say girls on girls. I think people just click it wondering, ooh.
We still get like almost 700 downloads per episode though.
No, you got more than that. I think your last episode had like 1,500.
I honestly, I don't ever check the numbers.
I check your numbers all the time. I'm pissed. Like you said, by the way, I will do it. I have an intro worked out. It's just fucked me up, dude. Like
we're on like episode 10 now, and we still don't have an intro. So
I know, but like, I have the whole thing planned. I am making your intro. It'll be just this fun 80s rock bullshit. It's gonna be stupid and fun.
Awesome.
Like I said, the whole thing's in the works. It's just I've been sick, so I haven't had fun.
It's fine.
The will to live.
You've been on your deathbed, so
yeah.
So I've got a little podcast on the Popular Outcast Network, along with this fantastic show and many other fantastic shows on the Popular Outcast Network. So
yay.
Check that shit out. I do a little thing. I craft. You know,
I craft.
I art occasionally.
I make fun.
Primarily what sells is bead art. Go to facebook.com/craftyveggie. It might be crafty.veggie. I'm not fucking sure. Search it.
Just search crafty veggie on Facebook.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I always forget what everything mine is. I'm just like, just search it on Facebook, assholes. Like, you know how easy it is to find something in the world?
Yeah.
The internet is not hard to navigate. If you listen to a podcast, you know how to navigate the internets.
I do bead art. I do some sewing.
Do you jewelry stuff? I thought you did jewelry stuff, don't you?
Here and there. Haven't really gotten into it yet. I've got a backlog of projects for people I'm actually working on right now. So
I like your stuff. It's fun.
I do a lot of like 8-bitty.
Those are my faves.
Yeah.
I was at Peppers yesterday. I saw like all your little bead art stuff. I'm like, yay, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, because you weren't at the open mic because you were sick.
Yeah.
Mike Bennett moved my table to the front of Peppers.
Yep.
Because apparently the local university has a Pokemon club.
Yeah, Pokeballs is what I saw there. I'm like, hey, Pokeballs.
Yeah, sold 2 of them at the last open mic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Pamp.
Seriously, I'm going to get a little money.
You should make every Pokemon.
I'm working on it. I slowly am. I'm going through in, like, the order they appear in the game, starting with the first Red and Blue games.
Sweet. So, like, the original 150, kind of, well, 151, whatever, you know? Like,
yeah. So far, I have made your starter 3 that you can choose from. One person.
Oh, you're not doing, like, number 1, number 2, number 3?
No. The order, like, they appear
so, like,
in the game.
Rattata or whatever it is.
Yeah, Pidgey and Rattata just went to Peppers.
I'm trying to remember the order, and it's Diglett.
Weedle and Caterpie are next.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun times. I do a lot of custom work, so I mean, if you see anything up there that you like, or you don't see anything up there that you like, I will custom make it, but you know, it might take a little while, because like I said, I've got a bit of a backlog.
Yeah, and your Zelda A to Z thing was the balls.
Which
I remember following that on Facebook, like following the progression of it, and I'm just like,
I'm working on another one right now, and it's got a border of the 16-bit bushes.
Oh, yeah. I explain to people what that is, because I don't even know how to explain what it is. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, what is it? Like,
actually,
how does it work? Cause, like, I'm just like,
how does it work?
Well, I'm just like, well, yeah, I just see like there's like little black stitches in a thing. It's just kind of like all the black and something, and then there's all the red and all the brown and all the yellow.
Oh, like just cross stitching in general? Do you mean?
What is cross stitching?
Okay, yes, it is cross stitching.
Guess who never took home ec? This guy. I don't know anything about anything.
It's a wide weave cloth, and you get embroidery floss, and you essentially go through. You make little X's, hence cross stitching.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of figures. They're mostly of God, what the is A Link to the Past the one on SNES? I'm awful with the fucking titles.
Well, yeah, the one I saw looked like A Link to the Past, I thought.
Yeah, it's mostly like 16-bit and on, up to Twilight Princess characters.
Yeah.
They're like in 16-bit form, and every character has a corresponding letter. It's the entire alphabet, and you know, like, A is Arrow, Q is Quiver, you know, Z is Zelda. And, so there's all that.
B is Bomb. They're bomb?
Boomerang.
They're bombs? Or explosives or some bullshit?
There are bombs, yeah, but I mean,
I thought there was a bomb on there somewhere. There's no bomb on there?
No bomb.
Well, fuck me. I don't know. I'm dumb.
I remember seeing a bomb. Happens. But, yeah, you can check that out on the Facebook page.
It's the awesome. They went by that? Or was that made for someone?
That was a project I custom... Well, not really custom made. It's not my fucking pattern. I found the pattern. I don't want to take credit for that. That was not my idea. The one that I made that I showed the progression on Facebook was actually for my brother, because he was having his first child.
Okay.
So
I saw that thing. I think it was Pimp. That thing was fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, so I'm working on a second one now, but it's got a border made of bushes, and the bushes are just fucking killing me right now. I would have been done with it like a month ago if it wasn't for the border.
Jesus.
Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. Check it out.
What's it all about? Work it out.
Party out.
I'm going to turn this motherfucking party out.
Yeah, I don't remember the words.
I think that's it. I don't remember. I haven't listened to Beast Boys in too long.
It's been a while.
Oh, they're so good. Anyway, so I got plugs. I have too many plugs. This is going to take a little bit here. So I got my Facebook page. Mix it up with Mike Carpenter, whatever, Facebook. Just search on Facebook. I don't know how it works. Facebook.com/ mix it up with Mike Carpenter, whatever. I have my Gmail account, so you can send me emails and send me anything. I don't care. Send me viruses, nudes,
nudes
spam.
Or GTFO.
Yeah, I don't care. Tits, get the fuck out. that's the longest email address in the world ever, which is mixingitup@mikecarpenter@gmail.com.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't shorten
ours
it.
Ours is just, I think it's Girls on Girls Podcast.
Yeah, I should have shortened it, but I made
mixing
a mistake.
Mixingitup@gmail.com.
I made a huge mistake.
Yes, you did.
I have Google Voice number, so you can call me, leave me voicemails, and I'll play them on the show. Number is 702-POD-CUNT. Yeah, P-O-D-C-U-N-T, the best phone number ever
made. Don't know what the corresponding numbers are, but it doesn't fucking matter, because every keypad has the letters on the numbers.
Because every phone anyone will ever use from now on has corresponding letters. Guess what, yes men? You don't need to remember the fucking numbers of your stupid phone number. It's two yes men. Who gives a fuck about what yes...
815-2 yes men.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares what a Y is on your phone? Guess what? If you even have a fucking QWERTY phone, you press Y, it'll show you the corresponding number when you dial it.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb. It's pod cunt. Fucking 702.
Pod cunt.
Pod cunt. Yeah, you cunts. So call it, means fun shit. Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I love Twitter. It is fun. Follow me at Mike's Shit. That's M-I-K-E-S-S-H-I-T. I love Twitter. Fucking love that shit.
Do you have a Tumblr?
No, I don't do Tumblr. Okay. But, and my favorite thing in the world of all time, fucking add me on Snapchat, dude. I love Snapchat.
Dude, I just got Snapchat. I don't want people to add me.
I have dick pics, so many random people now adding me on Snapchat, and I love it. Snapchat's great. Add me on Snapchat. It is the abbreviation of Mix Up With My Carpenter. It's M-I-U-W-M-C. Six letters, easy to fucking find. Mixing It Up With My Carpenter, the abbreviations of... Add me on Snapchat. Send me snaps. I don't care what. Send me pictures of your fucking action figures or pictures of your asshole. I don't care. I won't get creepy unless you creep me out first, and then it'll be fun. We'll have a good time. So, yay, Snapchat. I think that's all. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. It will help my show beat Aislinn's show on the charts.
In your fucking dreams.
Which will never happen because they're a bunch of girls... Yeah. And they'll win, and their show's called Girls on Girls, and I don't have...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a Lauren's idea, and I'm pretty sure that lulls...
I do love your show, and I love Lauren's voice. I'm going to say right now that I'm in love with Lauren's voice. Not Lauren, but Lauren's voice.
Yeah, she's...
I like Lauren. I never talked to Lauren.
She has a sultry voice.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually talked to her in person. I've met her a lot, but I've never talked to her. But her voice is... Yeah, she just has a sexy fucking voice. And her laugh... She's that cute little giggle kind of thing. Yeah. It's like that sultry, like, flirty giggle. I don't know what it is, dude. Lauren's voice, man. I'm in. I am fucking... I'm down.
She'll appreciate that. I don't know if she listens to this or not, but...
I hope not, because that'll be creepy. That'll be weird now.
Oh, too late. You already put it out there.
Well, I'm just saying. But anyway, alright, so that's the end of the show. Yeah.
Bye, guys!
I don't have an ending, so we just kind of fade out.
Woo!
We're fading.
Fading.
Help me. Charlie. All right, I'm done.